This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy 4th of July weekend. Oh, I love 4th of July weekend. You know, I mean, it's a shame it's so gosh darn hot, although I live in Vegas, so we got some real early monsoon type stuff. There was thunder and lightning and rocks all over the place, and, you know, I had dust all over my car from the last car wash I did when it rained, and for some reason that all got cleaned off, so it was pretty cool, a lot of flooding. But I gotta tell you, from what we're hearing, this is one of the most deadliest weekends for driving. They say authorities in the U.S. are bracing themselves for weekend traffic chaos of 43 million people traveling across the country for 4th of July weekend, and the American Automobile Association revealed that this weekend is the highest projected 4th of July record for traffic. Of course, it's too expensive to fly anymore. 84% of people traveling across the states will be driving. The 4th of July weekend obviously starts, I guess, now, okay, although I'm working, okay, you know, because it's Friday, all the way to Monday. And Independence Day, obviously, is our biggest, national holiday, celebrating our independence. And this is obviously a time where we, you know, really like to revel it up. I was looking at this article here, looking at the 10 of the best 4th of July fireworks shows. Wasn't Dubai, I remember I was YouTubing this last year. I think, you know, Dubai always does something beautiful. New York City, I live in Vegas. So what's really cool about Las Vegas is they're doing fireworks like July 2nd, July 3rd. So these hotels are going to be doing fireworks shows. I love fireworks shows. I mean, oh my gosh. It's just me. I love it. Unfortunately, very, very scary. Because we are dealing with one of the biggest droughts ever in the western United States, as well as other parts of the United States, a lot of fireworks have been banned. And so it may not be as vibrant and brilliant, the display of fireworks, but luckily in the casino area, in the resort corridor, you got a lot of buildings, so we don't have to worry too much about vegetation. You know, all the fire trucks are on standby. But anyway, this is the 240th birthday of the United States. Happy 240. Wow. Pretty big day. They say New York City, the Macy's 4th of July fireworks, is one of the best firework displays. It attracts 3 million spectators live, over 10 million viewers, and the celebration's 40th anniversary and the largest Macy's fireworks display in more than a decade is going to have 56,000 pyrotechnic effects. Washington, D.C. has a pretty nice one. Apparently 700,000 people come to the National Mall to watch the fireworks. It's actually an all-day event in the city, but the fireworks, like, wow. Apparently San Diego has something called the Big Babe Boom, and it is the largest display of fireworks on the West Coast. So half a million spectators go to San Diego to watch four different barges from the Big Bay launch fireworks into the sky. That's smart, because then they land in the water. Yeah, I mean, poor fishy, but at least we don't have fires. So this is going to be San Diego's biggest 4th of July fireworks show. Philadelphia. Wow, welcome America. Philadelphia, right? Birthplace of the United States. They have an 8-day festival that leads up to a grand finale fireworks display over the Philadelphia Museum of Art. San Francisco, in the San Francisco Bay, as well as actually it's out of the bay, it looks like. Beautiful views from the Golden Gate Bridge, and I guess there's going to be some fireworks launched from the barge in front of Pier 39 at the end of Municipal Pier. Boston, there's a 43-year-old fireworks display with musical entertainment over the Charles River. That's going to be pretty cool. In fact, they hold the Guinness World Records for largest fireworks display ever recorded and largest pyrotechnic image. Seattle has Seafair Summer 4th. Plenty of food, music, games, and that looks like it's going to be fun. South Lake Tahoe, California. Man, I was there many, many times because I went to medical school up in Reno, Nevada. And they apparently have a huge firework display. So last year I was in Hawaii, and you couldn't really see any fireworks. There's one place in town that they do them in Maui. And so we really didn't get our fireworks on. There were a couple people that did it on the beaches, but that was it. Addison, Texas has Kaboom Town. It's an Independence Day celebration on the 4th, and they do it on the 4th. And then Nashville, Tennessee has Music City July 4th with the Nashville Symphony. And so there should be a lot of fun no matter where you are. Unfortunately, with this, we have been told that this is one of the deadliest days of the year. We are being told that the top 10 days with the most crashes from 2010 to 2014 was topped by July 4th. 592 of deaths, of crash deaths, happen average. January 1st comes in second. Okay, then September 18th, August 2nd, August 27th, July 5th, probably because people are trying to get back into town, October 2nd, October 8th, interesting, the October dates, so unless maybe rain is starting in some people or some people's parts of the country, or maybe some snow, and then September 1 and September 2nd, probably Labor Day weekend traffic. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, they say on average, more people die from motor vehicle crashes on 4th of July than any other day of the year. Now, I thought, I was told it was Halloween night, but Halloween night, unfortunately, holds the record for, I guess, the most child death by automobile. All right. This is apparently more traffic-related deaths of all people. So that's just, it's a real shame. They also have some statistics here for motorcycles. For motorcycles, the top 10 days with motorcycle crash deaths, again, July 4th. And then you see August 24th, August 8th, June 30th, July 8th, August 27th, June 5th, August 10th, June 21st, and July 29th, 27th. All summer dates. That's very interesting for motorcycle-type deaths, probably because many people don't ride it in the dead of winter. So, of course, they're recommending to minimize your risk, follow basic safety procedures, please. Take preventative measures. Make sure you check your oil level. Make sure you check your tire pressure. Make sure your coolant, because, you know, boy, do cars overheat, you know. Do the three-second rule between cars. Keep your eyes on the road. Know where you're going. Get plenty of rest. And be safe out there. This is going to be a fun weekend. Don't go away. We got a lot of news coming up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this was heartbreaking. An ex-Navy SEAL has died and is the first fatality of one of those autopilot self-driving cars. And what we're finding out today is he was watching a Harry Potter movie when the crash happened. We are being told that a former Navy SEAL right now is the first person to have died at the wheel of a self-driving car when his Tesla collided with a truck while on autopilot. His computer-guided Tesla Model S plowed into a tractor trailer on a freeway in Williston, Florida. Tesla said it is not possible to play films on the vehicle's touchscreen, and it is possible that maybe The ex-Navy SEAL was watching it on another device. The driver of the truck that hit him, Frank Baresi, said the Tesla driver was playing Harry Potter on the TV screen at the time of the crash. It was still playing when he died and snapped a telephone pole a quarter mile down the road, according to the driver. He said he went so fast through my trailer, I didn't see him. The truck driver says he only heard the movie in the aftermath of the crash, and police did not mention the driver being distracted by a film in any of their reports. Because obviously during the crash, when he walked over and he saw the player plane. This is so tragic. Tesla said its autopilot system failed to detect the truck because its white color was similar to that of the bright sky. Am I the only one frightened like crazy with this? I mean, geez. And the driver made no attempt to hit the brakes. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating. Preliminary reports suggest that the truck driver left in front of Brown's Tesla at an intersection of a divided highway where there was no traffic light. By the time the firefighters arrived, the wreckage of the Tesla with its roof sheared off completely had come to rest in a nearby yard hundreds of feet from the crash site. So you can see it was a high impact. And it has also emerged that Brown had served in the Navy for 11 years, had very interestingly narrowly avoided a similar crash earlier this year when his car did not notice a white truck turning in on him on the freeway. So Tesla has confirmed that this man's tragic death has been tragic, but did defend its vehicle, saying they were safer than other cars. This has been reported by Daily Mail. This is the first known fatality in just over 130 million miles where autopilot was activated. Among all vehicles in the United States, there's a fatality every 94 million miles. It said neither the driver nor the car hit the brakes as the trailers passed over the Tesla, with the self-driving vehicle colliding with the bottom of the truck. The company claimed that the trailer crashed into the front or the rear of the Model S, then the driver could have survived. The statement added that motorists should keep their hands on the wheel and be prepared to take over at any time. I would not trust a car on autopilot. I mean, listen, you know, I've lived in LA. No way. I mean, things happen very surprisingly. And for the computer to work faster than human instinct, I know people think computers are faster than the human mind. Yes, they can be with calculations, etc. But when it comes to something not being right, oh, Lord have mercy. What if you hear a little siren or you hear something? You're like, something's up, and you want to slow down and look around. You know how many times, it always blows my mind how I don't hear an emergency vehicle until it's right in front of me. You know, because of the way the sound barrier is, or, you know, and so, you know, you think you would hear this sound from, you know, blocks and blocks away. And sometimes I don't see it or hear it till it's right in front of me. It's a very weird phenomenon that you get sometimes, especially in the heat. And so, you know, with that, you'll pick up on something, you'll immediately slow down going, something's up. Whereas your car might not notice it as it's driving down. I mean, I don't know how this technology works, and we're going to review a little bit of it in a second. But, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's very, very sunny. It's very interesting. I told you guys about this years ago. I'm not exactly sure what had transpired, but the Luxor Hotel, gorgeous hotel, when you look at the Las Vegas skyline, you see a pyramid, and that's the Luxor Hotel. It's a beautiful pyramid. Well, after the pyramid had been built, it was very difficult to drive westbound. Because this was like days after the pyramid was finished, because the mirrors on it or the glass would reflect the light so strongly. And I remember driving with my hand in front of it. It was very, very difficult. And you're looking around at everybody, and they immediately fixed it. I don't know if they put a tent. I don't exactly know what transpired. I want to find out. This just jogs my memory. But, I mean, the Luxor was such a gorgeous hotel and such a very interesting architecture. But unfortunately, there was a slight miscalculation of how the sun would reflect off of it, and they fixed it right away. I don't believe there were any, you know, accidents. I think, you know, we all kind of, you know, handled the change well because we're used to driving in the sun. But to have this reflect the sun and, you know, prism it was something not expected. But in Vegas, you have a lot of sun. A lot of times you're blinded by the sun. I mean, driving westbound, you know, when the sun is, you know, or when the sun is setting. You know, we're driving eastbound. It's difficult. And so, you know, if your car's mechanisms, a computer mechanism, doesn't know how to account for it, I would like a study to see if these cars work better in places like Seattle, where you have more overcast, versus a place like Las Vegas. Anyway, so here, they say, I believe this, I think this occurred in Canton, Ohio. So here are some of the functions. They have auto steer. This feature is currently in beta, keeps the car in the current lane, and engages traffic aware cruise control to maintain the car's speed. Tesla requires drivers to remain engaged and aware when auto steer is enabled, and drivers must keep their hands on the steering wheel. Auto lane change. This is when the driver flicks the indicator switch and turns the signal. The Model S will move itself to the adjacent lane when safe to do so. Now, I believe these cars do know, do have that ability, because like the Lexus now has this thing where it knows when a car is in your blind spot, and so it'll flash. My only problem is what if a motorcycle decides to swerve right as you are making that lane change? So I'm a little nervous about that. Automatic emergency steering and side collision warning. Side collision warning alerts drivers to objects such as cars that could be too close to the side of the Model S. When the car detects an object that's too close to its side, fluid lines will appear around the image of the Model S on the instrument panel. Then there's something called auto park. When driving at low speeds around cities, a P will appear on the instrument panel when the Tesla detects a parking spot. The auto park guide appears on the touch screen along with the rear camera display, and once activated, auto park will begin to park itself by controlling steering and vehicle speed. I've seen commercials, right? Isn't there a commercial where somebody's trying to parallel park with this? So, unfortunately, when you look at an incident like this, this is really, really sad. And, you know, you wonder why he was watching a Harry Potter movie, if that was true. I like Harry Potter, not enough to sit there and watch it while I'm on the road. Where I see a huge problem with these auto cars is the following, okay? These auto cars are coming out at a very, very wrong time. These auto cars and these autopilot cars should have come out, these self-driving cars should have come out 30 years ago. Not when we are always distracted and bored and looking at our smartphones. Back in the 1980s, you would look while you drive. Now, when we get bored and we're not actively doing something, we go to our phones. You sit in the waiting room. Now, it's very interesting. I didn't have to buy magazines for the last year or two of my practice for the waiting room because everybody would just be on their smartphone. So people get into the habit of when they don't have to be actively doing something, they go to their phones, or if they're bored, they watch a movie. There's this anti-chilling environment that we're in now, okay, a trend where you don't just chill, you know, and look and watch the grass grow. And you know, now it's like, you know what, I got 10 minutes, you know, of, you know, gosh, to sit here in traffic, and to, I might as well watch a movie. This is the wrong time. These things should have come out years ago. They should have been perfected so that now when you have such a very heavily distracted, easily bored population, when they start to look at the phones, hopefully the technology is better. But I think this is the worst time possible for something like this to be launched. And I know it is, because we are just, I mean, look at this, even operating our own cars, we're looking at our phones. You know, and so we're trying to have our phones, you know, manage the phone call, be a hands-free type of thing, but I'm still distracted. I don't think we should be getting phone calls when we drive. You know how many times my mom calls and I'm in the car, and then all of a sudden my blood pressure goes up, and then I start to swerve lanes? You know, I mean, that's just what happens when I talk to my mom. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's rebel up. All right, well, a lot to talk about. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am not going on vacation for the 4th of July weekend, so I am definitely working on medical news and making sure that you guys are up to speed. So as we enjoy the festivities, I'm still working, so you could still send me your emails and your medical questions and your calls. You could call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dali. For those of you that do call and the show is a delayed play, most of the time we answer your calls the next live show. So for many of you that might have missed the answer, you could always go to our archives at gcnlive.com. And, of course, I will answer your emails back if I know how to answer them. He's going to answer each one. I really, really do. Okay. Although I just had a brain fart. There was one I got. There's one email I haven't gotten to that I need to. Ooh, one email. It's about a fundraiser. I need to get on that right away. A lot of us kiss our dogs, and I'm here to tell you don't do that because a woman is possibly dying from that. All right? She's a 70-year-old woman who is now in intensive care with multiple organ failure after her Italian greyhound kissed her. And she contracted a rare infection. This infection has turned into sepsis, where the blood infection transfers to the body, and the infection starts to take over the body, causing multiple drug organ failure. The body's immune system goes into overdrive, and then many times you start to shut down blood flow to parts of the body as you're trying to fight the infection, and we've seen people lose limbs. Unfortunately, you could die. A relative of the woman who lived alone had raised the alarm after she started slurring on the phone and then was unresponsive. The paramedics found her slumped semi-conscious in a car, and she was taken to the hospital. At first, her symptoms improved, but after 4 days, she developed acute kidney failure and was admitted to intensive care. Now, this infection is called capnocytophagia canamoris bacteria. It is rare, but unfortunately a serious cause of sepsis, and it is found in the mouths of cats and dogs. She recovered after 2 weeks of intensive care and antibiotic treatment. Oh, and luckily she was discharged 30 days after she was admitted. This woman's case was particularly unusual because she wasn't bitten. She wasn't scratched. This was just a kissy. According to doctors reporting, they said this is an interesting case because neither scratch nor bite was established, although close petting, including licks, was reported. Very few cases of C. canamoris sepsis are reported, but over a quarter of the patients that we do see unfortunately die. Most of these cases, though, are bites. The elderly people obviously are more at risk because their immune systems are weaker and because they're more likely to own pets. Yeah, see, yesterday one of the cats, we have cats and you know, some of them are lovey-dovey and some of them aren't. Well, one of the non-lovey-dovey cats is starting to go through some sort of a change where now she is being lovey-dovey. So she comes up to me and she, you know, yells at me to pick her up. Meh. So I pick her up, and then, you know, she's getting her little rub, you know, behind her ears. This kitty cat, right? You know, the dog I don't let lick my face. But anyway, so the kitty cat, you know, so she's there, and, you know, I look at her because I'm watching, you know, it's in between commercials, and I look at her, and I go, "You are so beautiful." And she lifts up her head and licks me on the lips like a kissy. And then she goes back to, you know, wanting to get, you know, rubbed on the head and all that. And so, you know, I told Corey, "Oh my gosh, she gave me a kissy." You know, and it's amazing how she knew to go up and kiss the, it's interesting. You think these animals, they don't understand humans. I mean, she could have kissed me on the hand. She could have kissed me on the arm that was near here. No, she stands up to give me a kiss on the mouth. Probably because she knows that whenever I kiss her head, you know, I use her mouth. Very, very smart animals, okay? Unfortunately, did I wash off my mouth? I mean, I wiped it off, but did I try and sterilize? Did I go on antibiotic prophylaxis? No. So that would be pretty scary to think. And, you know, think about it. What are cats' mouths on? Well, they lick themselves. They clean themselves. So there's a chance that I got a bunch of cat fecal material now on my face. And it's a shame. But you know what? Just knowing that the cat loves me, that's amazing. So anyway, diseases transmitted from pets frequently go undiagnosed, and the report authors warn that doctors must be alert for pets passing on bacteria, which can cause sepsis. So what we need to do is, as medical providers, we need to go look, do you kiss your pet? And they'll be like, "What? Well, maybe. Does your dog ever kiss your face?" And that's going to have to be something, that we unfortunately figure out. All right. So no. By the way, yes, there was a study looking at, could a kiss from a dog ever actually be good for you? Researchers at the University of Arizona are now recruiting volunteers to take part in this test, according to Daily Mail, because they think the microbes in a dog's gut could have a probiotic effect on the owner's body. They're also going to look to see on how dogs help older people. Kim Kelly, an anthropology doctoral student and one of the lead researchers, said, "We've co-evolved with dogs over the millennia, but nobody really understands what it is about the dog-human relationship that makes us feel good about being around dogs. Is it that they're fuzzy? Is it that we like to pet them? Or could it be because of the bugs?" So the human digestive system is home to more than 500 different types of bacteria, both good and bad. Now, probiotics are referred to the quote-unquote good or helpful bacteria. They keep our intestines healthy, they assist in digesting food, and they may help the immune system. So yogurt can help enhance probiotics, etc. Now, Dr. Kelly, along with researchers at University of San Diego, will explore whether living with a dog encourages the growth of positive microorganisms in the human gut, enough to improve physical and mental health in older adults. So, they're now looking at, I guess, doggy kissies. They could definitely have my dog. I do not like the dog kissing me. I don't know what. Well, the reason why I don't like the dog kissing me is because he eats the cat poo. He will go into the cat poo-poo box and eat the poo-poo. And then he comes over to me with poo-poo breath. It's disgusting. Many of you guys think this is disgusting. We have this toxic blue-green algae blooming, closing bleaches, and causing Florida to declare a state of immunity, emergency. I'm sorry. Florida Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency yesterday as blooms of toxic algae are plaguing the beaches along the state's Atlantic coast. They say this is our deep water horizon. It's time the federal and state government understand how awful the problem is. According to Martin County Commissioner Doug Smith, he said, "God awful," referencing the 2010 oil spill that devastated wildlife along the Gulf of Mexico. When the algae blooms die, they release toxins that could cause rashes and could endanger wildlife. I'm looking at the picture now. It's green water. You know, it's very interesting. Remember we were talking about the 10 plagues? Of Passover, and the water was turned to blood. When you look at this toxic algae, I'm looking at a picture of the green. It looks like green. It looks like, you know, the river or the tributary was dyed green for St. Patrick's Day. It is green. It looks like green paint. So I'm wondering if that could have been what happened during the 10 plagues, how it was reported as blood, but it might have been red algae. The foul-smelling problem is close to beaches along the Treasure Coast. They say to preserve the aging earthen dike surrounding Lake Okeechobee, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers routinely releases water to the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie Rivers. Now, floods had devastated the area around the lake in the hurricane, a 1928 hurricane that killed 2,500 people. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began regulating lake water levels to minimize the risk of a dike breach. Now, lake officials are citing the lake discharges as why we have spreading algae blooms. Now, the South Florida Water Management District said septic tanks and stormy runoff can also play a role. So the season has had high temperatures, heavy rainfall. That exacerbated the problem. So you're looking at this waterway that looks kind of disgusting. They say Florida's waterways, wildlife, and families have been severely impacted by the inaction and negligence of the federal government by not making the needed repairs to the Herbert Hoover Dike, and Florida can no longer afford to wait, according to the spokesperson. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's unfortunately, it's pretty terrifying. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Now we got a terrifying fungal infection that is sweeping the globe. It's yeast that kills 60% of people it infects. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System online today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, we have seen so many reports now that the blood donations are drying up in the summer months. We are coming into the dead of summer. We talked about how 4th of July weekend is one of the deadliest for auto crashes. And this is a very scary time for blood banks and a very scary time for hospitals. And so Patty Corvina of the Red Cross says blood donations run dry during the summer. The summer is a challenging time of year for blood donations. Vacation plans, summer activities often cause donors to be less available to give. And many schools where blood drives are held are out of session during the summer month. So it makes it especially difficult time to collect enough blood to meet the needs of hospital patients. This can lead to a shortage of blood and platelet donations throughout the country, including the southern tier. So I guess I believe she supplies New York. 1,000 blood donations need to be taken in every day. She said that in the New York, Pennsylvania region, which includes Elmira, Ithaca, Binghamton, collected 286,000 red blood units and 51,000 platelet units and 232,000 usually, donated in a region. But the numbers go down in the summer. And unfortunately, you have people that need blood all the time. Red blood cells have a shelf life of only 42 days. Platelets just 5 days, so these need to be replenished. So when you look at your cancer patients needing blood regularly, your sickle cell patients, your anemic patients, or your traumas, this is pretty it's pretty frightening. So I know many of you guys, you know, you hear the subject, you know, broached all the time. You know, okay, you know, blood supplies are down, and that's because it's always an issue. You know, I mean, you rarely hear the blood bank saying, "Oh, good, we have plenty of blood." Okay, and realize that, like with the Orlando shooting victims, the blood that was needed for those victims, God bless you guys for donating when it happened, but the blood that they received was blood donated a week or two prior. So, thank you for donating, but you need to donate during a time when there's no crisis so that the blood is hopefully available. Remember, the blood only lasts 42 days, so this is something that's constantly going on. We are creating National Blood Donation Week and individual state blood donation days. We sure could use your help. Even if you cannot donate blood or you're not healthy enough to donate blood, if you would like to organize a blood drive at your church, at your school, at your company, please let us know. We are going to have, hopefully, festivities throughout the country organized by individual states and their blood banks, and this could be very, very fun and, again, very, very rewarding because it's life-saving. So if you need to find a local blood bank to help you with that, and they really make it easy for you. They really do. It's not that hard to host a blood drive, and you are saving so many lives. Think about it. Let's say you bring in 30 pints of blood or 30 donations. Each pint of blood could save 3 lives. You just saved close to 100 people. Okay, so see what you can do. It's so, so crucial. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Looks like there is a new strain of a deadly and drug-resistant yeast infection sweeping the globe. There have been reports of a fungus called Candida auris, which is responsible for severe and fatal infections. It's in the same family of bacteria that causes thrush. But thrush infections will occur, like yeast infections in the vaginal area or in the mouth. This will climb into the urinary and the respiratory tract. Then it could enter the bloodstream and go throughout the body. A fungal sepsis is not fun and not easy to treat. Both the CDC and the Public Health England issued warnings to hospitals this week to be vigilant for the strain. The fungus has been seen in South Carolina, India, South Africa, Kuwait, Colombia, Venezuela, and Pakistan. Based on the information of a limited number of patients, 60% of the people with this die. Many of the people had other serious illnesses, though, that might have caused them to unfortunately acquire this. So let's say they had HIV or a recent transplant or cancer. That could have also put them at risk. But this is not
easy. We'll keep you guys posted as we see this, but, you know, fungus is very difficult to control, and you know, antifungal drugs, you know, they're very easy to become resistant to. I mean, look how many of you have been dealing with toenail fungus, and you're like, gosh, you know, I mean, I treated it and treated it, and it's just not going away. Well, some of these funguses are pretty resilient. Plus, the medications are not very easy for your body. You know, a lot of antibiotics you could take without them damaging the liver, not antifungal medications. These antifungal medications, unfortunately, could be caustic to the liver. So let's say you do get one of these infections, but you have a sensitive liver because you drink or you have hepatitis or you're on other medications, then that poses a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A report is suggesting that many U.S. clinics and businesses are offering unregulated and possibly harmful stem cell treatments. This new report suggests more clinics in the United States are offering potential ineffective or harmful stem cell treatments without FDA regulation. Researchers at the University of California and University of Minnesota identified 351 U.S. companies marketing unapproved stem cell procedures at 570 individual clinics. Procedures include interventions for orthopedic injuries, neurological disorders, cardiac diseases, immunological conditions, pulmonary disorders, injured spinal cords, and cosmetic indications. The study authors wrote in their report that it was unclear whether federal authorities and state medical boards have underestimated the scope of the issue or whether they are taking minimal action despite their awareness. So businesses have been entering the marketplace on a routine basis. They have been coming and making marketing assertions about stem cells, treating multiple different diseases, and according to Lee Turner, an associate professor for the Center of Bioethics at the University of Minnesota, said no one is taking meaningful regulatory action. So people could be getting access to interventions, but they may not go to safe areas because they are being marketed to by these other businesses. Researchers found that not only are cosmetic surgeons and naturopathic doctors offering the procedures, but that so-called pioneers of the method are training others to do the same. So, yeah, I thought, you know, stem cell therapy was, you know, was done by a obviously a regulated clinic. Researchers found at least 570 clinics are offering these in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, New York, and Texas, but are also scattered across many other states as well. So they'll market for orthopedic conditions like arthritis or injured ligaments or tendons. Now, there is science behind it, but it's still experimental. And so I guess there's supposed to be these stem cell facelifts that some people are taking. There's also stem cell therapy for lung disease, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, etc. So, you know, websites link to published medical studies that can make the therapy seem legitimate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's, you know, I mean, there's studies that prove, you know, marijuana, you know, it can possibly, you know, help, let's say, Alzheimer's, right? Like we talked about yesterday. But if you have a clinic that claims smoke marijuana here, so it'll prevent Alzheimer's, they can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Transgender population has doubled in the past 5 years to now 1.4 million adults. A report from the UCLA School of Law's William Institute says transgender Americans now comprise 0.6% of the country. Even though that number seems small, they say it is a tremendous jump from the Institute's previous study. Back in 2011, the Williams Institute estimated the transgender population at 700,000 or 0.3% of the population. Now, obviously, things have changed and allowed people to be more open about how they identify themselves. Caitlyn Jenner's coming out. President Obama has been has advocated, many more discussions and policies. And so the study came out just hours before the Pentagon had ended its ban on transgender troops serving the military. So it's very, very interesting. You know, some people ask, you know, why the rise. One of you had brought up hormones in the food. I don't believe that. I think transgender comes from birth. You always identify from what I understand. And it's a very, very interesting time right now as people feel more comfortable being able to identify themselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Rebel.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.